brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Honoring 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to bring to the body of Christ the words, the messages, the dreams, and the warnings that I have received. Today, I want to bring you two very short messages that are a warning that I received. I believe that the Lord does show His people, as well as the watchmen and women, and the prophets and the prophetesses, things in advance in order to warn them so they can repent and get prepared spiritually or physically or both. They are usually not given a time frame. And that is because I believe the Lord wants us to be diligent and sober while we wait and watch for Him. Many of the Old Testament prophecies have not been fulfilled, though they were prophesied hundreds of years ago. And so it is today with the prophecies that are brought forth. Some will be fulfilled quickly, but others can linger for years or even decades. We must remember that for the Lord, a day can represent 1,000 years. And that says that in 1 Peter 3:8. It says, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." So the Lord, He exists outside of time. Thus, the prophecies that I have been given do not have a stamped time date on them, as many would think. However, they are given so that we can begin to watch for the signs of His coming, but we are to know the season, as it mentions in Matthew 24. I believe that that season can represent a generation, and I believe that we are in that generation. All right, now let me go ahead and start reading to you the messages that I received, the warnings that I received. Here's the first one. This is short, and I don't actually have the date I received this. I will put that on my blog, and there will be a transcript of all of this in my blog, along with the corresponding scriptures. So please, if you get a moment, go check it out. Here's the message. 3 judgments are coming. They will fall on the just and the unjust. They will purify many and destroy others. Second and third chances will come to many hearts, and they will turn to me as they cry out for help, and I will hear them. And then I saw in my spirit a black heart of stone, a black heart of stone. And then I heard this. Those with hearts of stone will not enter my kingdom because they have set their resolve against me and gladly blaspheme the Spirit of God. Their resting place will be in a place of darkness, though they were given many chances to repent and come to me for salvation. The Lord God Almighty, the great I am, is a loving God, not wanting any to perish. Therefore, His long-suffering, patience, and kindness overflows unto mankind. But most do not see or acknowledge this gift of life that they have been given. All is taken for granted, for they focus on themselves, and their power of self is their only source. And that was the end of this part of the message that I was received, that I received from the Lord while praying. Okay, so here in this message, the Lord says that 3 judgments are coming. I was not shown specifically what these 3 judgments are. However, the next message that I received, I believe, talks about one of the main ones that's coming. So wait until just a few moments that I will read that to you so you can hear that one judgment. And also, if we look in the Bible, we can see over and over again that there were 3 judgments that came upon the house of Israel and Judah in the Old Testament. Matter of fact, in Jeremiah, we see that these 3 judgments are mentioned in 15 different verses, and in Ezekiel, they are mentioned in 7 different verses. And we can also see these same 3 judgments in the seals of Revelation 6. So what are these 3 judgments? They are the sword, which stands for war, pestilence, and famine. Now, like I said, I will have a lot of these verses in my blog. You can go check them out. I will read one of them for you right now. Jeremiah 14:12 says this. When they fast, they will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and grain offerings, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. It also talks about one more judgment in Ezekiel that's mentioned, and that is the wild beasts. Now, you can see that same judgment of wild beasts also mentioned in Revelation 6, where it says, "Thus says the Lord God, how much more it shall be when I send my four severe..." I'm reading Ezekiel 14:29. I'll go ahead and do that. Ezekiel 14:29. "For thus says the Lord, how much more it shall be when I send my four severe judgments on Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and wild beasts, and pestilence, to cut off man and beast from it." So there we see four judgments that are mentioned. Okay, now I would like to read to you the final message for today. I received this message 4 days later, and in it, there is a specific judgment that is coming, and that is that there is a takeover coming by a foreign army. Let me go ahead and read it to you. Here's the message. There is an intentional rising of the Islamic faith. Christianity has received a blow and has become weak and thoughtless. I want to stop there. The Lord, in the last couple weeks, has been speaking to me a lot about Christianity and Christians losing their salt. If you go back to my previous videos or blogs, you'll see that. Okay, back to message. Therefore, the enemy is now rising up and taking advantage of the weak church. They will rise up as a mighty army and will be used to destroy many. This is a judgment. This is a foreign army. Just like in the days of Nebuchadnezzar and as in the days of the Assyrian army, they will be a wrecking ball of judgment that will sweep the land. As locusts come to devour, so shall they. They will leave a path of destruction and desolation. Okay, so the Lord gave me an open vision about those locusts, and it was like 3 or 4 videos ago. So I will leave that link down below as well as in my blog. Back to message. After they destroy, and this is a locust, after they destroy, they will be destroyed by my hand. Oh, how I weep for America. If they only would have let me gather them under my wings for protection, but they would not, for they love their sin and idols more than their Heavenly Father. So in a day, their lives will be changed and never be the same. Only true repentance from the top down would be able to change the course of what is coming. Alas, even those governing America have now become a judgment in itself. There will be a remnant saved, a gleaning of the fruit trees. I always save for myself a remnant. All else will be swallowed up. And you can read about that in Isaiah 17:6, where it says this, "Yet gleaning grapes will be left in it, like the shaking of an olive tree, 2 or 3 olives at the top of the uppermost bough, 4 or 5 in its most fruitful branches," says the Lord God of Israel. Back to message. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, prepare your souls. The disasters are set to come, slowly at first, then with greater speed, like a woman in labor, transition comes. However, what is birthed are judgments. Cry out to me in your day of disaster, and I will hear from heaven those who have humbled themselves before me and have a contrite heart. All others I will not hear. Apostasy and the great falling away is taking a place, and there will be little faith left in the land. Weak faith allows an open door for the enemy to come and take over and invade. So shall it be. Pray that you are counted worthy to be found hidden under my wings of safety, for only there will you remain safe. And that was the end of this very stern message I received from the Lord. I will end with Luke 21:36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man.